you, everybody, for coming. Thank you. All right, settle down, please. Take your seats. Start to take your seats. The boys are going to be ready to come out in just a few minutes. All right. Okay. You hear the Lady Gaga. Everyone loves Lady Gaga. We're going to be hosting a Lady Gaga listening party at Mix coming up this week. It's very exciting, I know. Sir, please get off the chair. Sir, please get down off the chair. There's safety issues. Please just sit down. I know you're excited. It's a great song. But, you know, I mean, it's Lady Gaga. Just calm down. It's just a track. It's not you. All right. You know, everybody take your seats. We're about ready to begin. Carlos, can you please turn down that music? Carlos, turn down the music. We're about to start in 5, 4. Hit it.
That's hot. Do you love it?
Whoa, guys. Hey, what's going on? Hi, Nico. Hi, Bula. How you doing?
Love the Moo. Love it.
Are you loving it? All right, everybody. Let's just settle down. I'm not here today with Travis, James, or Joe right now. They're out on the field, actually, doing some work for our upcoming show, our Christmas show going on with Aunt Anita and Aunt Jean Marie. So they're not here today, but I do have, you know and love her, it's Aunt Anita M. Buffum is here today.
Hello, honey.
Hello. How are you?
I'm so excited to be here.
Is everything okay?
She's okay.
Bernie, are you
dry.
All right?
Very dry, honey.
Yeah. How do you work in this environment?
Well, you know, can you need some water? Does she need water?
Water.
Okay, all right.
Tawny, can we get something for BJ?
For those who don't know, this is my good friend, BJ.
BJ. Bernadette Stroccavelli.
Okay. Now, she's my best friend in the whole wide world.
Oh, we've known each other for years.
So we go to the same congregation over there.
The Catholic Church, right?
The Italian Catholic Church.
He's a lucka, isn't he?
If he
wasn't a priest, I tell you, I'd make him my fifth husband. I'd make him my fifth husband right now.
Wow.
Now, I wanted to ask you about that, Bernie, what's going on with the whole paperwork and all that? Can you talk about that with the AUAS husband?
I can't really talk about it in detail. But we're in litigation about the houses. This is my fourth husband.
You're going through a divorce. Bernie's going through a divorce.
My fourth divorce.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I am single and ready to mingle, okay?
All
you boys out there. If you're looking, looking, because I'm done. The paperwork's
all right, guys, Bernie is looking for it. BJ is looking for it.
It's so coincidental, because Gina Marie and I, who's not here today,
Gina?
She's down at Aphrodite. She has the wasting job.
She's working.
Oh, she's lovely.
But no, I wanted to tell you, BJ, that we actually are hosting the dating game.
I heard.
At the Mixed Cafe in Lounge.
And I've seen you guys in action, and it is fantastic.
Thank you so much, honey.
It's very cute there.
It's so cute.
It's a great spot.
The decorations.
Love it in there.
I mean, really.
No, they really did a good job.
They really. It couldn't have been done better unless I did it myself.
Oh, right.
It looks just like your boudoir.
It's very similar to my boudoir.
It just looks like your boudoir.
It really does. It really does.
A lot of red.
Now, you're saying BJ.
BJ Giacovelli.
Could be on the dating
end. I don't see why not.
And you would
find 3 eligible bachelors.
Yes, honey.
For me to pick from.
Yes, honey.
Anyone I want.
Absolutely.
Oh, that would be fun.
Oh, I'm there.
We should put our feelers out. If there are any men over the age of, say, 40 years old.
No. Don't put any restrictions. No? Are you kidding me?
Okay, well.
Oh, no.
Her husband was, how old are you, 32?
He was 18.
18? I can't even get an 18-year-old.
Zachary was 18.
He looked
very
30.
Mature, honey. He had the
30,
full beard.
The full beard. I'd like to keep that so we didn't get stares. But, you know, he was 18. Well, 17 when I met him, but I had to wait almost a year before we could get married.
Now, his family has a lot of money, right?
Oh, so much money.
Really? They're out
on Long Island. I think they have some kind of cinnamon bun empire out there. I don't know the details.
We get
the cinnamon buns all the time, which I love.
Oh, forget it.
And then the money kept coming in from it.
Money kept rolling in and out.
Now, are you sad to be
Well, Sure, I guess. I mean, it's nice to have a man around.
It is, and you were so in love, weren't you?
Well, sure. Yeah, I was in love. Yes, so I was in love.
What was it that didn't work out? Why?
The age was not an issue
okay.
at all.
Wow, because
He was very busy with, you know, finishing up high school and, you know, graduation, and I couldn't get my hover around into a lot of his things.
PJ is in a wheelchair.
By choice.
Exactly.
I am not tied to this thing. I choose to be in my hover round. It's not a wheelchair.
It's very liberating that you can say that.
Now, is there a reason why you're in it, though? Is there a problem?
Podiatry problem.
I have issues with my feet.
Okay.
Which is no secret.
All right. Well,
no secret.
Because you put it out there.
I'm an open book.
She is an open book. She'll go. I mean, she'll tell you anything.
Right.
Really?
Yeah. So there are problems with my feet. But it does not inhibit me from walking in any way.
No
problems there. No, no problem.
Well, you worked down at the testing lab, right?
I get in there. I do what I. But you know, they put in ramps because of me. I've asked specifically for ramps to be put in and an elevator.
Well, and now you have the handicap parking sticker, which really a bone. It really comes in handy.
It's fabulous.
It is
fabulous when I get to just drive right up. I pop my hover around right out the trunk, and zoom in I go.
I can't believe the people that get around in that.
Oh,
yeah. You should see the things that she gets around in on that.
Really? It's like the commercial. Did you see the commercial?
They go
to the Grand Canyon.
You went to Italy, didn't you?
I went to Italy. I went to the Grand Canyon. I reenacted the commercial.
Get out.
I went to Italy. I went to France. I went up the Eiffel Tower in my hover around.
Get out.
A godsend.
Wow. That's amazing.
Really?
That's modern technology.
It really is. I mean, I've never even barely been to Canada.
I can't say enough about it.
And you went there in a wheelchair.
My second husband took me around Europe.
In the Coliseum and all that?
Everywhere.
Wow. But really, I mean, BJ, I mean, you're my hero. Really. I really look up to you. I mean, the things that the obstacles that you have overcome in life.
It is
a
challenge.
No.
I don't know how you do it, honey.
It is my cross to bear, and I do it with a grin on my face.
That's how we all should look.
I really can't. I mean, I'm just. I can't. You're really my hero, honey. Oh. I mean, you're really.
Well, you ladies, just take a moment.
I know. Okay? I know.
You have to move on.
If I could just get a hover around.
We have to move on.
Oh, you can get one. I know a guy.
All right.
I will give you his number.
All right,
Angel?
Oh, yes. You know who
I've been talking to her name.
Okay.
Well, guys, we have to wrap this little segment up because we have a special guest.
Oh,
yeah. Very special guest.
Well, honey, we're co-hosts. We're the co-hosts.
Well, we have a special guest, and it's Jennifer Jackson Bull from our fan page. She created our fan page that's on Facebook
right now.
So let's bring her out. Jen, come on out.
Jen!
Hi! Hey, how are you?
Hello.
Good to see you.
Same here.
I mean, really, you look so gorgeous.
Yeah, wow, Jen.
I mean, look at that cute outfit she's wearing.
You just got your hair done. I mean, on the radio, it's not me, but wow, that's what a change.
Well, I mean, it pays to look like a whore.
Well, come on.
Now, I'm so excited, honey. I'm so excited because here you are, Jen. Jen G. Exenvolt.
Yeah.
And you created the first ever. I saw this on the Face Spaces. Vinny showed me our manager, Vinny.
Yeah, the Facebooks.
Exactly. The Facebooks.
Yeah. Yes. And tell them the title, Jen. So everyone can go to the page.
Is Sunday Morning Mimosa Anonymous.
Like an alcoholic.
It's a page for addicts.
Well, that's Frankie, it. Gina Marie's husband.
Oh, yeah. He knows He needs a little.
You heard about the gay wedding coming up, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I'm really excited, though, for my cousin. I've got to tell you.
I shouldn't be saying nothing, but listen. Gina Marie, okay, her son is a fiddler, Joey. Now, apparently, Gina Marie is working three jobs now.
Three jobs
to pay for this New Year's Eve wedding.
I don't know how she does it. She's a go-getter.
Well, she's got her mind set on the prize, and the prize is the wedding.
Gay wedding.
Have you ever heard of such a thing? I have. Well, I have too. Do you remember that sermon?
The sermon that Father Murphy Brown gave on Sunday,
all about the gay wedding that Gina Marie is.
I can't believe I missed it. I probably wasn't paying attention.
They talked about it.
It was an extra long sermon. Extra long.
Wow. Well,
it had to be a good 45 minutes on Gina Marie's son.
I hope he had good things to say.
Well, I mean, if you're a good Catholic, it's good.
Okay. And if I know Father Murphy Brown, he probably was walking on eggshells with that one.
Oh, yeah. Of course, you remember the sermon he gave about
Gina Marie and Mary Magdalene. Oh, Mary Magdalene.
That was one of his best.
Really. All right. Well, let's not air our dirty laundry here.
Back to Jen Jackson book.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so excited. I've been on this Facebook page.
I have too. It's great. Thank you.
Really, your coverage of everything that me and Gina Marie do is really just phenomenal. I mean, really, it's about everybody, though.
It's about all of us, you know, who work for Sunday Morning Mimosa. You know, myself, Travis James, and Joe, as well as Laura. You know, it's about everybody.
You know, the characters, the people that play the characters, and, you know, the up-and-coming events, and pictures and videos from the past events and
rehearsals and stuff.
I wouldn't have even known how to do it. How did you get into doing it? I mean, I don't even know how to control the Facebooks. How did you?
She's computer savvy.
She knows computer literate.
Yeah,
I'm not computer literate.
Okay, computer literate.
Computer literate, Jen.
Computer literate. Yeah. Okay,
it's okay. Yeah. I mean, we make mistakes.
Gina Marie's illiterate. She's illiterate. Listen to me, honey.
And Anita.
I'm listening.
I want to know, though, how did you get involved in this? Because I'd seen you at our shows in the front row almost every time, but I wouldn't have known if I tripped over you on the street. You don't live in Astoria.
No, I'm on Long Island.
That's my question.
That's right.
Stephen, how did Jen Jackson Ball get the title of, I don't understand, really?
Well, she's been at
every show. Well, I've gone to all the shows. For almost a year now.
She's been dedicated to trying to push us and post things. Do you have things on her own page?
You're bored or something?
No, I have a lot to do. I have a full-time job besides that.
You have a husband?
I do have a husband.
Oh! Kids. Lots of kids, honey?
No kids.
Okay.
No kids.
Well, I can't have kids either, so.
Well, I have a son.
No, she can have
I have one son.
Well, BJ has one son, Rudy. He's a stepson.
Well, okay. I call him my son, but yes, technically, stepson.
Is he still living in the house?
Yes. He lives with me.
Get out of here.
He helps me out around the house.
Well, did he get that GameStop promotion over there at the GameStop on Steinway?
Well, no. No, he got passed over again. Again. That manager hates him. He hates him. He hates my Rudy.
Well, I told Rudy he had a pass, though.
I think Rudy didn't have a pass with the law or something?
Well, no. No.
It wasn't his fault, honey.
That was not his fault.
I heard that. Wrong crowd. Okay.
Yet again.
All right. Well.
And I told him, by the time you are 35, you will have that promotion, Rudy. You will have it. So we are working towards that. We are setting our goals.
That's it.
And he will get it.
Well, that's it.
He should talk to Tina Marie, because I think Tina Marie.
My cousin Tina Marie, yeah.
No, Tina Marie got the job over there again. She got rehired back at Victoria's Secret.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She fits me best, honey. Jen Jacksonville, if you ever need a brassiere, Tina Marie over there with the Victoria's Secret.
Oh, she knows how to handle it.
She knows how to measure it. Now they got that new bra that does the double the cup size, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Although you don't look like you have that problem.
No,
you don't look like you have that.
Well, okay, we don't need to talk about that. Poor Jen is getting embarrassed, and, you know. That's fine.
All right. Okay. BJ, what time? Don't you have a doctor appointment with Dr. Sasha?
We got to go to the podiatrist right now. Okay, I got to go.
Okay.
Oh, she's getting flared up.
Oh, we're going to go.
Okay.
All right. Jen Jackson will say goodbye.
Thank you so much.
Bye, guys. Bye, Anita.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye. Clear the path.
Bye, BJ.
Clear the path.
Jen, be careful.
Out of the way.
Watch out.
Out of the way.
Just
out of the way.
All right.
Watch out with this.
Coming through. All right. Coming through.
Tony, can you get some help? I mean,
you're going to have to walk down the stairs, honey.
Okay, all right.
Gil, can we get somebody? Gil, all right. All right, there. Are they gone? Okay. Wow, sorry for that, guys. But you know how it gets when Ananita arrives and all her friends. But so, guys, we're going to wrap some stuff up right now. But I wanted to just ask Jen a question. You happened to be at our rehearsal the other day for our holiday show coming up. And what did you think?
I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah.
People will laugh harder than they've ever laughed. There's some great scenes coming up, and the songs are fantastic. And everybody listening to this, make sure you go to SundayMorningMimosa.com.
Yeah, where you can get tickets. That's right.
The shows are Friday, December 11th and Friday, December 18th.
That's right. At 9:30.
At right. D-Lounge.
Get there early. The Jowl Roth Theater on 15th Street in Union Square, where they perform Foyeza Bruta, right?
Yes, that's right.
And if you want to also come out, we also are performing Sunday Morning Mimosa hosts The Dating Game on Thursday nights at 8:30 at Mix Bar and Lounge in Astoria. It's on 41st Street and 30th Avenue, and we'd love to see you there. You can also go to our website if you want to be a contestant or a bachelor or a bachelorette for upcoming events. And also, on Sundays, Anita and Gina host Sunday Morning Brunch from 12 o'clock to about 4 o'clock. And it is hosted by them. It's fabulous. And they do such a great job. It's really great to see them performing and hosting and running around like crazy women. Oh, Jen.
What is that? What is that music?
That means it's time to wrap up.
Oh, already?
I know, right? So, holy God, we only just begun. But let's wrap it up for today, guys. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for everybody here that came to our taping today. And, continue to listen, guys, and check out our webpage for all info on where to come see us live. Thanks a lot, guys.